The Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapong, has called on Ghanaians not to allow social media to mar the beauty of the country's democracy. He said social media has come to stay and urged users to be responsible with it. Speaking at a public forum on free and responsible use of social media, Mr. Sapong urged the public to help deter negative users of social media. George Asikri reports.
The Public Forum on Free and Responsible Use of Social Media brought together stakeholders in both the traditional and new media practice, consumers of media content and development partners. The participants discussed best ways to use social media to enhance the country's democracy. Using the Kenyan election as case study, the discussant suggested that security agencies abreast themselves with social media and learn to interact with the public using social media. Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapong, described the consensus reached as encouraging.
Whilst there can be concerns about something going wrong about social media, in the main, it represents a greater platform for utility and change and progress than the fears that we attach. We are able to gain more from the whole enterprise of technology if we improve our own digital literacy, and that would help us assuage some of the fears that we have. Public institutions, and particularly those involved in the upcoming election, will gain more if they engage more on social media. There is a certain commitment that the best way forward is to safeguard the right to free expression whilst at the same time promoting socially responsible social media.
The UNDP country director, Dominic Sam, said Ghana remains one of the shining examples of best practices in electoral democracy in Africa and appealed to the electorate to help further enhance the country's democracy by ensuring that elections are held peacefully.
The responsible use of the fundamental freedoms, access and published information without censorship or restriction must be cherished and protected. However, with freedom comes responsibility. The responsibility to avoid posts or comments that convey false information, particularly those relating to election results, or which seek to create disharmony or to inflame passion. We must acknowledge that the use of such mediums as social media to propagate false information is not a protected right.
Suleiman Abraima of the Media Foundation for West Africa and Bernard Avle of City FM led the discussion. They both agreed that no attempt should be made to restrict or ban the use of social media in the country.
George Asiki reporting.